The house will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today will be Pastor Harvey Freeze from the Community Bible Church, and leading us in the pledge will be Lacey Cooper from Garrettson, South Dakota.
Let's join together in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this day that you've given to us, another opportunity to serve you and to serve this state. We thank you for the privilege of living in a republic that allows us the freedom to vote and for each individual to cast their opinion at the poll. We ask, Lord, that you would give this body the ability to disagree and yet, Father, to work together for what is best for the state of South Dakota. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk will call the roll.
Abdella, Adelstein, Bartling, Bogalka, Bradford, Broderick, Jarvis, Brown, Richard Brown, Berg, Clark, Davis, Derby, Duenwald, Dunnifin, Elliott, Flowers, Frost, Frisley, Garnes, Gillespie, Glensky, Tom Hansen, Gary Hansen, Hargens, Henneman, Don Hennies, Thomas Hennies, Holbeck, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jaspers, Jensen, Junkie, Clout, Klochek, Christian and Canola, Koister, Lang, Lintz, Madsen, McCauley, McCoy, Michaels, Monroe, Marshall, Nachtigal, Napoli, Nesselhoff, Olson, Gordon Peterson, Bill Peterson, Jim Peterson, Pitts, Pummel, Roden, Richter, Siebert, Sigdestad, Slaughter, Smith, Solem, Sutton, Tupel, Valander, Van Etten, Van Gerpen, Van Orman, Wick, Speaker Icarius. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
At this time, I'd like to announce on behalf of Representatives Jarvis Brown and Jay Duenwald, the Harriet High School senior class. If they are here, we'd like to welcome them. And also on behalf of Representative Koistra, and also recognize the page that did our started us in the pledge today is Lacey Cooper, who also happens to be the current reigning Miss Teen South Dakota. If you'd welcome her and congratulate her. Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Scott Icarius, Chair.
Is there a second? Comments on approval of the journal? Hearing none, those in favor of that approval will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Journal is approved. Executive communications.
Mr. Speaker, I have an executive order 2002-01. Certain rangeland firefighting functions, powers, and duties are transferred to the Secretary of Agriculture. Whereas Article 4, Section 8 of the Constitution of the State of South Dakota provides that, except as to elected constitutional officers, the governor may make such changes in the organization of offices, boards, commissions, agencies, and instrumentalities, and in allocating of their functions, powers, and duties as he considers necessary for efficient administration. If such changes affecting existing law, they shall be set forth in executive orders, which shall be submitted to the legislature within 5 legislative days after it convenes, and shall become effective and shall have the force of law within 90 days after submission, unless disapproved by a resolution concurred in by a majority of all members of either House. And whereas this executive order has been submitted to the 77th Legislative Assembly on the 5th legislative day, being the 14th day of January 2002, it is therefore by executive order directed that the executive branch of state government be reorganized to comply with the following sections of this order, dated this 14th day of January 2002, William J. Janklow, Governor. The executive order will be printed in today's journal.
Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bills 1005 and 1049 do pass as amended to be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1048 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Bill Peterson, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1016 do pass, House Bill 1011 do pass as amended and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1013 was deferred to the 36th legislative day. Jarvis Brown, Chair.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1001, a concurrent resolution requesting South Dakota's United States Senators not to attempt to repeal or rescind any of the tax relief legislation passed by the United States Congress in May 2001. The Speaker has waived the referral to committee of House Concurrent Resolution 1001.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Bill Peterson moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Judiciary on House Bill 1014 as found on page 44 of the House Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor of adopting the committee reports will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports are adopted.
Representative Smith moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arrangements for a memorial service for the 77th Legislative Session as found on pages 44 and 45 of the House Journal be adopted.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on Representative Smith's motion? Hearing none, those in favor of Representative Smith's motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1072, an act to authorize certain students in alternative instruction to participate in public school co-curricular activities. House Bill 1085, an act to establish a master teacher incentive fund to reward certain teachers and to create an appropriation therefor. House Bill 1084, an act to allow a health-related professional corporation to employ certain health-related licensees without having a shareholder licensed in the same profession. House Bill 1082, an act to revise certain penalties relating to the sex offender registry.
Speaker assigns House Bill 1072 Education, 1073 Commerce, 1074 Tax, 1075 Commerce, 1076 Local Government, 1077 Tax, 1078 and 79 Commerce, 1080 Local Government, 1081 82 Judiciary, 1083 Health and Human Services, 1084 Judiciary, 1085 Ed, 1086 Health and Human Services, 1087 State Affairs, and HJR 1001 Tax. Consent calendar items.
Representative Van Norman has requested that House Bill 1015 be removed from the consent calendar.
Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1012, an act to implement the requirements of the National Medical Support Notice regarding the collection of child support.
House Bill 1012, having had its second readings of our final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Marshall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1012 was brought before the Judiciary Committee at the request of the Department of Social Services. What this does is fulfill an obligation that we have from the federal government. This state child support enforcement agencies must begin using what is called the National Medical Support Notice. It was supposed to begin on October 1st of 2001 unless the state needed to pass enabling legislation. That is what this is. We are asking the House to support this enabling legislation that creates this notice to withhold for health care coverage for employers in South Dakota, for those minor children who have been court-ordered to be provided with health insurance by their parent. The child support obligor, who is ordered by the court to provide medical insurance coverage for his minor children, appears in a state directory of new hires, and if coverage is not being provided, this form, this National Medical Support Notice, is sent to the employer within two business days, and the employer then will go about the business of taking care of those, of paying for that health coverage out of the employee's pay, removing that from their paycheck and having the coverage done. Thank you.
Further remarks, House Bill 1012. Hearing none, those in favor of House Bill 1012 will vote aye, opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members proceed to vote on House Bill 1012.
Representatives Adelstein, Bradford, Nesselhoff, and Abdallah. Representative Nesselhoff.
Glad you could make it, Representative Nesselhoff.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 58, nays 10, excused 2.
House Bill 1012, having received a majority of voted members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
There's nothing else, is
there? Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Hearing none, Speaker to entertain a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? Those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We are adjourned.